This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Public testimony has ended in the House Intelligence Committee in an impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump. As AP's Shelley Adler tells us, both Democrats and Republicans are claiming victory after the hearings.
Chris Galderi, who's an associate professor at the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College, says the Democrats certainly made their case this week on substance.
They are describing this very large effort to redirect policy for political ends, and they're showing that they were able to observe it and see effects of it from a wide range of different vantage points.
But there was also this.
You said there needed to be a public announcement from Zelensky. So I'm asking you a simple question. When did that happen?
Never did.
Never did.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Ambassador Sondland, which Galderi says was for the Trump base.
They're aimed at keeping Trump supporters on board.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Corruption allegations facing Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have now resulted in indictments against him. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, it comes as Israel's turbulent politics faces its third election in less than a year.
The prime minister is accused of wrongfully accepting $264,000 in gifts from business tycoons and giving favors in return for favorable media coverage. He could face up to 10 years in prison. He's under no legal obligation to resign at this point, and he's always denied any wrongdoing, but it comes as the country is already facing the prospect of its third election in less than a year. Because Netanyahu wasn't able to form a coalition government, and then his main rival, Benny Gantz, also failed to do so.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This